Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Victory Field in Indianapolis, Indiana, on this June 11th, 2006. We're watching the Bats take on the Indians here, and the score is tied in the eighth inning. We just, I don't even know the name of the guy who started for the Bats, but...
McCulloch, I think.
Yeah,
McCulloch.
McCulloch. I think they said McCulloch. But then Wags took over for him. Wags, we're sitting right beside the mound where the bullpenners warm up. Wags warmed up right in front of us, went into the game, and just really got rocked. He totally got taken to school.
Three runs, two-thirds of an inning.
Yeah, it was awesome, let me tell you what. But, yeah, so he didn't look so good. Aww. But then Jason Sandridge warmed up again, just right freaking in front of us. Your 2005 Red Hot Mama, hottest red. And he went in and got a quick ground out. I think he was only in there for a third of an inning, wasn't he there, Johnny?
Yep.
So anyway, now that we're in the top of the eighth, we got Andy Abad up to bat for the Bats. One out. And we're really pretty. We're really here to talk about the Reds. We're not really here to talk about the Bats. It's just happens to be here at Victory Field. But in any event, watching the outfield scoreboard out here, we can see that the Reds have lost to the Cubs again. 9-3. I can just imagine how much fun that must have been to watch. And, you know, he gives the update on an inning-by-inning basis, and we watched the seventh inning just seem to last forever and ever. And without any idea of what was going on, I can just imagine that the bases must have been loaded and they must have utterly failed to bring anyone in.
Per usual.
Yeah, per usual. Pretty much what they do these days. So, Johnny, correct technical stat. How about them Reds, what do you think?
Nah, the Cubs owned them. I don't know why.
Yeah, what's the deal with the Cubs? They had a pretty good winning streak going there for a while there, though, huh? Started that winning streak against the Cubs, against Glendon Rush, right? Arroyo got the win there against Glendon Rush.
I don't know. Is that who they started?
Yeah, it is. I just have to wonder, is any Reds pitcher ever going to face Glendon Rush besides Bronson Arroyo? Because I really don't think it's fair.
It's Pat Nistat.
Yeah, he keeps getting to get these wins against this guy who really shouldn't be starting for anyone. And no home run. No home run, so you know that's not a good thing. But anyway, so after that they went and had the three-game series in Houston.
Houston, then they swept the Cardinals.
Swept the Astros. Who, by the way, are... what did we just say they were doing?
14-4.
They're beating Atlanta 14-4 in the seventh inning.
Yeah, I don't know how that lineup could possibly put together 14 runs.
I think that it's just got to be a testament to the pitching of Atlanta. What happened to Atlanta, man? They were a perennial powerhouse. And this year, they're just... Yikes.
Yeah, they're not so much this year.
Yeah. Anyway.
You never know, though.
This scintillating conversation.
Can't count them out.
So then after that, they went on to the three-game sweep in St. Louis, and that was pretty exciting.
That was wonderful.
Actually, in fact, it was not very exciting. The Cardinals went for just an incredible stretch of innings without scoring because of that middle shutout.
That just made the smack talking hard.
Yeah,
it
makes the smack talking
pretty
hard. I
like the Reds winning that way, though.
You know, though, I don't really find that it makes things any better at all because I'm never confident in any lead. You know, they could be up 5-0 in the eighth inning. Like, yeah, no one's managed to score anything on these guys the entire game, but...
That's okay. Jan will be in with the bases loaded soon.
Jan. You know, it's not Jan's fault. He just goes out to the mound when he's told to.
I don't blame him.
So the scores in the Bats game here, the scores still tied. We're going into the bottom of the eighth. Looks like Sandridge is going back out there, so that's pretty nice. Earlier, DeNorfia just had a kick-ass catch out in center field. Even the Indians fans here had to applaud that because it was so impressive. He was totally laid out. He's running back towards the wall, jumped backwards towards the wall, and landed, caught the ball. Really impressive. Oh, chicken dance. I think I'll not do it. Moving right along. So, yeah, they would. You were saying about the Jan and Naren?
Your manager needs to put your players in with the best position to succeed. Jan had pitched, that was his third consecutive day.
Yeah.
And none of his outings with the Reds have been in pressure spots.
True enough.
So it's like putting him up for failure.
Well, you know, it's not as if... Oh, look, Shaq's warming up on the air. Brian Love Shackelford is warming up here on the mat. It's not as if they... It's not as if they don't have anyone in the bullpen who can handle a pressure situation. I mean, they send Weathers into those situations all the time. Admittedly, yep. He had pitched the day before, but so had Young. And, of course, the obvious answer, Todd Coffey.
Yep. Definitely should have gone with Coffey. Most important at bat of the game right there. Win or lose the game right there. And they lost it. And then Coffey never pitched because...
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
they could... Why would he? They were always behind.
They could save up Coffey for the ninth inning, but they don't even get to the ninth inning with the lead or with the tie if they don't take care of that at bat. So it was really a waste of his... It was bullpen mismanagement is what it was.
Yep.
And so now how many days has it been since Coffey's even pitched? He's going
to
be...
He pitched the first game of the Cup Series to get a...
Maybe he pitched tonight. What do we know?
He might have. We don't know. But
just to get him some work, you know?
That's all it would be.
I don't know.
Is that Wags right there talking to Old Shaq?
No. No, it's just some guy.
No, it's not. I was going to say, I wouldn't think he'd show his face.
Wags. Nobody's going to recognize him. It's okay.
That's okay. The bullpenners are used to it.
There's a couple of, you know, like punk kids in front of us that are giving the bullpenners a hard time as they warm up. And, they don't even know their names. I don't know how insulting it is to be given a hard time by a punk 14-year-old when you're being referred to as Hey Number 32.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, after that, then they go home to face the Cubs, have the capacity crowd, and promptly get spanked. I mean,
yep.
Completely take
so it. Now the Cubs took the series from them.
Yeah, 3-4. That's a lot of games. That is a lot of games.
That's just
and, you know,
bad.
The one thing is, the first one of the series was who? First one of the series was who? Okay,
Rush.
Maybe that was the Arroyo Rush series. Not the first. Not on the last. First one that started the series. Started the streak. And then they send up freaking who?
Ramirez Maddox.
Ramirez Maddox. And you know, like that's hardly fair. I mean. I don't know, Maddox is probably a sucky pitcher.
No.
You know, Ramirez is the hardest luck guy on the team.
You're not in bad company to lose to Maddox.
And then they send out Zambrano against, what's his name?
Clausen.
Yeah, poor Clausen, huh? Man, he was so much...
And again, you know, losing to Zambrano is not that big a deal.
Oh, no. Harang did it in the very first game of the year, as I recall. It's like, with Clausen. With Clausen, he seemed like he was Harang Jr. He was a left-handed Harang last year. And then, you know, Harang managed to put it together, and Clausen just never did. You know, his outing this last time was not bad at all until that horrible bullpen mismanagement.
Check out the wedgie that Love Shack's got going on.
He does indeed have quite a wedgie going on. True.
I don't know why I was looking there.
Well, he's like 10 feet in front of our face.
Yes, it's right at eye level. That's
right
that's
at
my
eye level
excuse.
Because he's on the mound and he's got his back to us. Really, there is nothing else to look at except for this other picture that's between him and us. Number 23. I don't know who he is. And then today, Eric Milton went, and I don't know how long he lasted, but he couldn't have done too great if the Cubs scored 9 runs.
I don't know, man.
That's bad news because, man, you know, when Milton's on, he's going. He is a freaking badass, but...
We don't want both Mays and Clausen in the rotation.
What an ugly thought. I don't know what to think of Mays, man.
I just hope that the Reds pitching coaches for the Reds are better than the ones for the Royals. I have a feeling they are, but that's not saying much.
So you mean to help Mays? You mean to help Mays do his thing?
Yeah, to help Mays improve upon his 10 ERA.
Oh, my. My. Yeah, that's speaking of pitchers with ridiculous ERAs. So Hammond got rocked. Got his ERA back up over 5.
Yeah. That's his first bad outing.
Pretty low.
Since the beginning of the year, and that's going to happen. You mean Coffey?
Since the beginning of the year. I mean, he had a lot of bad ones at the beginning of the year.
3 in a row, and then he'd been fine since. Like, you know, Coffey had a couple recently where he allowed runs, blue saves, and all. And that's going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder what happened tonight. Maybe he did that tonight. Who knows? The Indians presented us with a souvenir baseball when we came in the gate today.
Yeah.
came in a souvenir tin with a handle, with a stand for the ball that's shaped like home base. It's just cute. And then the tin that it came in is also a coin bank, and then the ball itself has printed on it a photo of the skyline of Indianapolis. It's a pretty fancy freaking giveaway, don't you think?
Hey, here, a ball.
That's not a ball.
Yes,
it's nice. It's not what I expected. I saw that the giveaway today was a tin, but I didn't realize there was going to be a baseball as well.
Yeah, it's cute. We got three of them now, so I don't know what we're going to do with all those. Winter wants to play with one. Nope, not yet, little dude.
Standard is still pitching. Doing all right. 93 on the pitch speed on the scoreboard. I don't know how the Reds still managed to have him. I thought that they...
Sandridge?
Yeah, Sandridge. Yeah, I thought they lost him. But
heads up.
First baseman's got it. I'm not going to complain. I liked his speed.
Sandridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Alan Simpson these days?
I liked
Alan Simpson. So I guess the best way to wrap this up is just to say that it's the bottom of the ninth, the bottom of the eighth, going into the ninth, right? The score's still tied at 5. And we'll want to catch the end of the game. So until next time, go back.
I got my eye on the wall with the bubble gum. Every time it goes to bed, my knee.